From Cherry Hill Publishing, Frame 232, a novel by Will Mara, read by Tracy Thibodeau.
Author's note. This is a work of fiction, but the raw materials have been mined from the quarry of reality. Most of us know that President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was gunned down on November 22, 1963, in Dallas's Dealey Plaza, and that former Marine and U.S. expatriate Lee Harvey Oswald would have been tried for the crime if not for his own shooting death at the hands of nightclub owner Jack Ruby 2 days later. We know that a group of seven civil servants, acting on behalf of succeeding President Lyndon Johnson and bearing the colloquial name of the Warren Commission, investigated the assassination and concluded that Oswald was the sole individual responsible for the president's death. And we know that literally hundreds of conspiracy theories have been put forth in the decades since, attempting to contradict the commission's findings. But there are other truths that have escaped notice of the general public. And the most pertinent to this book is that the Babushka Lady is a real person and not a figment of anyone's imagination. She is one of only a handful of spectators within close proximity to the president's limousine who has yet to be identified. If you take the time to search the internet, you'll see her there as plain as day. And in some images, she appears to be holding a camera. Many assassination researchers believe it was the type that took motion pictures rather than stills, and that she might have captured something no one else did. This could explain why she has made the choice to remain in the shadows. If that is indeed the case, then we can only speculate on what she witnessed that tragic day, and, in all probability, has witnessed again in private in the years since.